Sean Gore, SHAWNGORE, 10/14/91. Today is the 6/3, and he was born 10/14/91. Chief complaint, increased white count. Number two, abnormal TSH. Number three, abnormal leukocytes, neutrophils. Number four, increased bilirubin. Number five, low testosterone. Number six, weight loss of 12 pounds. Number seven, doing much better with his Ozempic, with his history of diabetes. Next number, he's never had his MRI of the left knee. I reordered it today. Next number, he wants another Medrol dose pack because it helped him so much. Next number, his sugars are definitely controlled. Next number, history of carotid stenosis. Next number, leukocytosis. Patient is a well-known 32-year-old gentleman, obese, morbidly diabetes. Last hemoglobin A1C 6.5, comes in today for a follow-up of multiple medical issues and problems. First of all, his knee continues to hurt. I sent him to orthopedist here in Delta, who will see him ASAP, and also he's doing better with his Ozempic. He's lost 12 pounds. He tells me that his activity is increasing, period. In the paragraph, he had a history of gout before, but his uric acid was normal, period. In paragraph, rest of medication remains as before. He's not taking his colchicine on a regular basis. His repeat white count was 13,000 from, or 15,000 from 19,000 without treatment. His TSH is normal. His free T3 and free T4 are normal now, period. New paragraph, COVID immunization is up to date. Next number. Or none has had. He hasn't had any COVID immunization. Allergy, penicillin. Medical problems, see the list. Medication, see list. Medical problems, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, insomnia, diabetes, gout. Surgery, clavicle surgery. Social, ETOH, very little. Drug use, none. Smoking, none. Family history, non-contributory. He's alert, he's awake, he's in no distress today. His weight's down again, 12 pounds. Family history of stroke and some kind of skin cancer. His vitals are here we go. 359, weight down 12 pounds, 97%, 99, temperature 1687, 143 over 74. Heart positive, swollen positive, two lungs are clear, abdomen soft, there's decreased range of motion, left knee, slight effusion, neurological non-focal, skin shows no rash. Lower extremity edema mild. Number one, knee pain. Number two, MRI. Number three, Decadron 8 milligram. Next number, Medrol dose pack. Next number is taking over the counter anti-inflammatory. Next number, avoid too much anti-inflammatory. Next number is white count is coming down slowly. Next number is thyroid is within normal limits. Next number, recheck testosterone. Next number, reevaluate in 1 month. Next number is already losing weight with Ozempic. Next number, increased A1C 6.5, next number, MRI ordered, reordered, next number referred to orthopedic again, next number meds reviewed, next number carotid stenosis as before, next number is here with minimal significant change, next number is no hydronephrosis, next number liver looks fatty, obviously, next number is diet and exercise, along with Ozempic was discussed with patient, next number right ventricular hypertrophy. Next number suspects sleep apnea. Next number, since he's losing weight, he doesn't want to do a CPAP sleep study. He doesn't like CPAP, and he wants to continue doing what he's doing at this time. Thank you.